It's for your own protection. You have to understand that. If you don't want to be kept under constant watch, then stop disobeying your parents. Just because you are royalty. Just because you are next in line for the throne. Doesn't mean that you get to do whatever you want. What would happen if someone kidnapped you? Or worse, killed you? The entire kingdom would be thrown into chaos because you were being selfish. That's why your parents and I made a deal. And that's why you are now being kept with me. You are going to stay with me in my cave with my treasure hoard. And I am going to keep constant watch over you until it is time for you to ascend to the throne. Don't look at me like that. You think I want this? You think I genuinely want to be playing babysitter to some spoiled brat? Obviously I don't. But your parents made me a promise. What promise? I'm not telling you. No matter how much you ask, I'm not going to. It's not important and it doesn't affect you in any way. So what does it matter? I'll answer that for you. It doesn't. Just get yourself situated. You can look at anything you want. You can even touch it. This is the only time you are going to be getting a glimpse into treasures like this. Once my job is done, you are never going to see them again. This could be a good opportunity if you let it be. No human has ever had this level of access to a dragon's cave. You should consider yourself lucky. This is a blessing in disguise, and if you just keep moping, then of course you aren't going to enjoy it. Well, if you didn't want to be here for the next few years, then maybe you shouldn't have been going out without telling your parents. And then you were freaking out the rulers of the kingdom. Your actions have consequences, and this is just one of many. Okay. Maybe this wasn't the best way to go about this. Look, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I know you just wanted to go exploring and see the world, but you have to understand that that isn't a job for someone like you. You are supposed to command a kingdom one day. That means right now, you need to learn all you can so you can be the best ruler for your kingdom. It's a lot to put on one human's shoulders, but I can help you with that. I've been around long before you were born. And I'll still be here long after you are gone. Hey, don't look so sad. Do you want to see something cool? Ta-da! Look, it's a flower. Let me just place it behind your ear. Don't flinch. I promise. My claws aren't going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'll be just as dainty as this flower. There, see? No pain, and now you got a pretty flower. Wow. You somehow look even prettier. Do you want to learn how to do something like that? Obviously, there's cooler things that I can do magic-wise, but to start out with, growing flowers is pretty simple. I think there are some innate arcane abilities within you that, if you only practice just a bit, could become very powerful. What do you say? Awesome. We can start tomorrow once you are more settled in. I haven't even shown you where you are going to be sleeping. I made a nice little space for you once me and your parents reached a deal. You can climb on up. I put it towards the top of the cavern. That way you can be completely alone and feel like you have a little bit of privacy. Yeah, climb on up. Up on me. Yeah, climb on my back. It will be faster than taking the ladder. I promise I'm not going to do anything to you. I'll even angle myself so you can climb on. Just use my wings as a bit of a ramp. Yep, just like that. You're catching on real quick. If you need to grab tighter than that, you can. They take winds that are much stronger than your fragile little hands. Get yourself situated. All comfortable? Alright then, put your hands around my neck, and up we go. Climb off. This is your new place. I made sure it was spacious if you decide to start collecting things, kinda like I do, or if you brought a lot of stuff from home. Oh, and I also included a few bookshelves with some books I found over the years and a really, really nice bed that I kinda took from somewhere else a few years ago. But looking at you in comparison to the bed now, it's quite a bit bigger than you. No one's ever complained about a big bed before, right? I know. It's going to take some time to get used to your new arrangements. This isn't how you saw your next few years going. I'll try to make it as pleasurable as I can for you. Tonight, you can climb on my back and we can ride through the sky. The warm spring air on your face and you get an up-close and personal view of the stars. Doesn't that sound nice? Mm-hmm. You can even tell me about those things you humans call, what's the word? Constellations. And tomorrow, we can start seeing what magical abilities you already possess. I can sense that you have some bit of magic about you, and it's not just how enchanting you are. Do you want to be left alone? I totally understand if you do. Alright. If you need anything, feel free to shout for me. You can more or less make any noise and I'll come. It's just you and me here, so it's not like there will be any miscommunication about who is inside my cave. Alright, I'll leave you to get settled then.